Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now.
Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Friday, August 17th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. James Ivory is always pleased when his films are shown in Klamath Falls, but it doesn't happen often. The 1946 Klamath Union High School graduate who has carved out a 60-year career in the entertainment industry as a film producer, writer, and director, he's delighted that Call Me By Your Name, which earned Ivory his first Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay earlier this year, will be shown one time at 6 p.m. on Saturday at Pelican Cinemas. Following the screening, Ivory will participate in a question-answer session. The showing and Ivory's appearance was initiated by Klamath Film, the group that sponsors the annual September Klamath Independent Film Festival. Ivory is again staying at his cabin at the Lake of the Woods, which has been in his family since 1941. Tickets are available at klamathfilm.org. As preparations are underway to open Klamath Union High School's academic building to students and staff in September, the City School District is working to identify a loan amount to request funding from Klamath County Commissioners to help finish the Arts Building construction. Arts Building construction at KU started in May and is now slated to cost about $7 to $7.5 million, according to Paul Hillier, Superintendent of City Schools, double the $3.5 million amount initially projected. The total construction bond, which voters passed in November of 2014, totaled $36 million, with $1.3 million set aside for projects to bolster other city schools. The academic building was initially planned to open in fall of 2016. The Watson Creek Fire, sparked Thursday afternoon roughly 15 miles west of Paisley in Lake County, grew rapidly in the hills from early reports of 40 acres to more than 1,000 acres by Thursday evening. Evacuation Level 1 warnings are in effect as the fire is monitored. Firefighters' progress is slow due to the amount of dead and down logs as well as standing snags. The numerous hazards make it tough to effectively and safely fight the fire, and numerous roads and recreation sites are closed due to the fire. Drastic news for Special Olympics programs in Oregon shook countless communities late Wednesday when Special Olympics of Oregon announced the nonprofit organization was forced to cancel its athletic events for the time being. As of now, there is no set date when the Special Olympics program will continue, and the upcoming fall and winter seasons have been canceled. For Klamath County Special Olympics, the change hurts after coming off a season when the program's basketball team represented Oregon in the USA Games last month and picked up a fourth place honor. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device, and check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.